That's the sound of my first attempt to reach Laura Register in Cairo, which failed because she's got unreliable cell service. It's not just her cell phone that gives her trouble, her internet's spotty as well. There's only one provider, and when the internet goes down in this small southwest Georgia town, you have to leave to go online.
Thomasville would be the closest, or Tallahassee, and that would be 20 to 30 minutes to get somewhere where I could really get some reliable service.
But the issue of internet access is not limited to places off the beaten path. Lawrence Saul lives in Oconee County, less than 20 miles south of Athens. His subdivision has about 250 families and only one choice for internet with inconsistent speeds. If that doesn't work,
the closest public access Wi-Fi location is 9 miles away at a Starbucks.
Register, Saul, and others across Georgia could stand to benefit from a bill that would allow electric membership cooperatives, or EMCs, to sell internet to their customers. So in places where service is non-existent or not dependable, EMCs could use existing infrastructure to close the gap. For now, if Laura Register's internet goes out in Cairo again, she's got a plan.
I go to the top of the hill, and hopefully I can use my cell phone.
HB 23 is now in the hands of the Senate. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler.